Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, post-fight interview night. One question is standing in the tunnel, soaked, exhausted. 10 years of dreaming just burned off in the actual rain of an actual city. And I am shoving the microphone in its face. Talk to us. Talk to us. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. Philosophy gets the last word.
The Godshow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, how do I actually live in the city I spent 10 years dreaming about now that I'm here? If you say yes, you settle in, you let the real city be real. You get a life, probably a good one, but the dream quietly dies in your hands. If you say no, you keep comparing, keep waiting for the city to finally match the postcard. The city will never arrive, and you already have. How do I actually live in the city I spent 10 years dreaming about? Sufism goes first, and it does not comfort you. The tradition says the imagined city, the one you built lamp by lamp for 10 years, was never the city. It was a wound shaped like a city, and the reed flute only makes music because it was cut from its bed. Your grief that the dream dissolved is not the problem. It is the whole point. The real city is waiting for you to be lost in it.
That's beautiful and also a little cruel. You moved across the country and Sufism hands you a metaphor about a flute.
Judaism is more practical about it. You're standing in an answered prayer that feels like a stranger's apartment, which, accurate. And the tradition's move is not to dissolve the strangeness, but to take on obligation inside it. Whose Shabbat table needs a chair? Whose hallway you walk through until someone depends on the sound of your footsteps? You make the city yours by becoming responsible to it. Light a candle, not as ritual, as claim.
Judaism skips the feelings entirely and says, find something you owe. I actually think that works. You can't dream compare your way out of loneliness, but you can cook dinner for someone on the third floor.
Stoicism is blunter. The dream was an error, not a failure, an error. Marcus Aurelius type of cataloging. You confused the representation with the thing, and now the phantom city is burning off in ordinary rain and ordinary noise. Stoicism says, good, walk the actual street. The ache leaving your body is the last of the dream. That's not a bad thing.
Stoicism and Sufism both want you to let the dream die, but for completely different reasons. Sufism says the longing was sacred. It was the gift. Stoicism says the longing was a cognitive mistake. Those are not the same move dressed differently. If you're someone who finds meaning in desire, in the ache itself, Sufism probably fits you better. If you find meaning in clear-eyed action, Stoicism is your tradition. The gap between them is not small.
Epicurus lands the most specific prescription in the whole field today. Find one cafe where the counter person knows your order. Not your name yet, just your order. And go back until they do. That's it. Not the whole city. One table, one walk at dusk when the light goes copper on the building you pass every night. Epicurus wrote this basically from his deathbed, bladder stone and everything. Still telling his friend, this is joy, not Aussie Durek, they don't catch this. Not the whole world, this. Epicureanism is for the listener who finds the grand gestures exhausting and just wants permission to start small.
Meanwhile, the pop culture oracle apparently went with a Survivor reference. Someone eating a cold sandwich on a fire escape, looking at the skyline from their corkboard, feeling nothing. The dream torch gets snuffed the second you arrive. Now you're actually playing the game. In the wet, in the noise, in the beautiful ordinary of it, cook anyway. I mean, it's not wrong.
To whoever is sitting in that apartment right now, surrounded by boxes, waiting for the city to feel like it was supposed to feel, the traditions are not going to tell you the feeling comes back. But Judaism, Epicurus, even blunt Stoicism, all agree on this much. Step outside. Tomorrow has a different question waiting.
And that's the final horn on post-fight interview night. The question gave its statement. It was sweating. It was honest. It did not have a clean answer, and it stepped to the mic anyway. Respect. If tonight's bout cracked something open for you, the godshow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. Subscribe wherever you pull your podcasts, or come straight to the godshow.us to ask your own question and find out which traditions actually match how you think. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The Dream City has left the building. The real one is still outside your door, smelling like rain and garbage trucks, and one cafe that almost knows your order. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's Question of the Day.